This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Normally here lately we've been doing stuff with Arbalest Quarrel. And we're still going to do stuff with Arbalest Quarrel. Just one of them has decided not to. He's on the road again. He's just constantly moving. I don't know if that's retired life or what it is. Steven is going somewhere. But tonight it's going to be me and Roger Katz. And Roger is joining me now. Roger, good evening.
Good evening, Bill. Great to be here.
We are going to discuss at length a couple of things. Two things, really. Let's start with Charlottesville. You have lots of things to talk about regarding Charlottesville, yeah?
There's quite a bit to talk about, Bill. And by the way, Stephen is in Connecticut right now. He has some personal matters to take care of, but he will be back here next week on Lock and Load, and he wishes everyone well. The situation in Charlottesville is so oversimplified that it should not even be taught in grade school, what we're reading in the papers. The attacks on the protesters, actually individuals who support the keeping of the remembrance of individuals who have fought and died in the Civil War on the side of the Confederacy, is considered an approach from one angle, and that is that these are individuals that should not be venerated. They represent a cause that should be padlocked and put in a container and dumped in the ocean, and that's the end of it. And you see that the president has himself been attacked for actually being presidential, taking a middle road in this dispute that we see, and being attacked viciously by politicians, both on the Democratic side, but worse on the Republican side as well. And the fact is that the matter of Charlottesville goes back probably, I know, several months, if not several years. As I recall, a few months ago, there was discussion about removing the Confederate flag from public buildings, and I would ask you, Bill, I imagine, if I recall, whether it's Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, the state flags have utilized components of the original stars and bars.
Yes, here in South Carolina, we actually have the Confederate battle flag.
Yes.
Flying on the, not as a state flag, just as a, just sort of a remembrance. That came down, of course, after Dylann Roof.
Yeah, and it only takes an excuse, one individual, one lunatic that goes off the deep end, and all of a sudden it's necessary to destroy a whole history of our nation. There's a fallacy. There's a few of them, but there's a fallacy called dicto secundum quid ad dictum simpliciter. And basically, it's an argument from a general principle to a specific. And you take the issue of racism that we hear over and over again. And the idea this is a bad thing, and of course it's difficult if it could be defended at all. But to apply it egregiously and generally to everything and anything that a group of people happen to feel animosity toward is absolutely wrong. And this is what we're seeing in Charlottesville and across the South, and actually in the North as well. It wasn't that long ago, I believe, that Governor Cuomo jumped on the bandwagon and decided to remove a statue, I believe, in some portion of the state that venerated the South during the war. What I find particularly disgusting, bluntly, is the idea of these politicians presenting a case of moral superiority and regarding ideas and actions that they take after the fact. If any of these governors felt as strongly about removal of Confederate symbols and statues and memorabilia, if they felt strongly about it years ago, then why would they not have at least made an argument for removal of such memorabilia and statues back then? But they don't do that. They wait for a public outcry, and then they jump on the bandwagon as if it was something that they believed in all along. So politicians basically don't believe in much of anything except getting reelected. And we're all the worse for it. But let's talk a little bit about the Civil War. I don't know a great deal about it. I know that we did study it in grade school and in high school, and I don't know to what extent it is being taught now, but I think it's probably been brushed over with a white brush to sanitize it. But basically, this notion of secession from the Union, you hear politicians, some politicians, banding about this notion of treason. And I want to make very clear to your audience that no Confederate officer or soldier has ever been, with one exception, I should say, ever tried for treason. And there was no desire by the North to do that. The only individual that at one time was held and eventually was released was Jefferson Davis himself.
Well, let me see if I can sum this up simply because I want to spend more time on the now. The thing about the Civil War is that Lincoln forgave everybody. Lincoln and the federal government, a lot of people didn't want him to. And those soldiers that survived the Confederacy and the ones that died in the Confederacy were, you know, at a certain point, they were afforded all the same reverence as anybody that was a veteran of the military, right or wrong. And that has been the way it has been for quite some time. Around here where I live in South Carolina, there's a whole lot of reenactors and everything going on out there. But it's never really been a thing. Because if it represented slavery today, it had to have represented slavery back in the 1940s and 50s and 60s and all these other times. During the 60s, during the Civil Rights Movement, they never talked about tearing down Robert E. Lee's statue, as far as I know. But we're coming up on the first break. Joined tonight by Roger Katz of Arbalest Quarrel. We're going to take this as far as it has to go tonight for Roger to get everything out. So that means we're going to do this hour. Might be parts of next hour. I don't know. He might actually take over the show and I might go have a massage or something. I don't know. In any event, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live tonight. Jason, am I coming through to you? Because you're not coming through to me as much as I... We're good? Okay, then I'm just going to plow right on ahead. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is Roger Katz of Arbalest Quarrel. Stephen DeAngeli is on the road again. We need to just get him some theme music, don't we? Play a little Willie whenever
probably,
Stephen goes out of town.
What is it, Route 66?
Something like that. talking about Charlottesville, talking about what happened in Charlottesville. Now, around here, Roger, we have in Georgia, we have a whole mountain called Stone Mountain that is a Civil War monument. And I'm just sort of wondering if they're going to call to blow that up. Because I don't know how you would pull that one down. That's not, it's a mountain. I mean,
if they could, they would.
And that's how ridiculous it's getting. Yeah, I'm sure. But that's how ridiculous it's getting. So please continue on with the old, with the whole Charlottesville picadillo that we find ourselves dealing with.
Yeah, it's a
today.
Matter of basically what we're talking about here is a destruction of a civilization and of our culture, and doing it under the guise of morality. Basically, what we see, and I have to constantly go back to this idea that I really can't shake, that we ask, did all of this just happen on its own, that a number of groups got together and said, hey, we've got to tear down these statues, we got to do this, that, and the other to basically create a history that fits a particular perspective that we wish to instill on others. And I'm wondering if it isn't really coming from outside this country as well as inside it, from very wealthy, powerful people that really do wish to destroy any sense of history and tradition. Because to be a nation, and maybe we should ask that question, what does it really mean to be a nation? And the question comes, what does it mean to be an American? And we hear all these sorts of insipid types of remarks that really don't go very far. Well, it's to love the country and to love the values. But what are those values, and what does it really mean? A lot of it goes back to the Bill of Rights. And really, that's the sticky wicket, because we have this thing called the First Amendment. And I recall just a couple days ago, I was talking to a friend of mine in the NRA, and I mentioned to him what I mentioned on the show last week when we were talking about the law and how the Supreme Court has made it very clear that even unpopular views, even hateful views, are protected by the First Amendment. And we don't want to do away with that. They have done that in Germany, and there are hate crimes in, I believe, in Canada and in Great Britain. But we believe so strongly that censorship of views, however beyond the pale they may seem to be, must be accepted, because one thing that remarks our nation is the fact that we do accept a variety of viewpoints. And we're beginning to see just the opposite. We take a look at college campuses. I was reading an academic article about how college campuses are beginning to employ various rules of etiquette, appropriate behavior. As if you were visiting the Queen of England, and we're creating basically a society where people are afraid of their own shadow, and that the only ones who can speak out are those that have the prevailing view of the land right now. And in that respect, we should point out that whereas the New York Times and even the Wall Street Journal have been talking about how so-called neo-Nazis and the KKK have been involved in protesting, they have not mentioned this other group that I had to look up, this group called the Antifa. which is basically an abbreviation of anti-fascist. You recall, Bill, what occurred at Berkeley?
That's the same thing as them. Is that the same thing as them taking the word liberal, because what they are is not liberal?
They're not.
Is it the same thing as them coming up with the word? Yeah.
Yeah. The Wall Street, not the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post actually explained what this group is all about. And what they said was this: militant anti-fascist, or Antifa, is a radical pan-leftist politics of social revolution applied to fighting the far right. Its adherents are predominantly communists, socialists, and anarchists who reject turning to the police or to the state to halt the advance of white supremacy. Instead, they advocate popular opposition to fascism, as we witnessed in Charlottesville. And what's interesting is that the papers really don't talk about them at all. I have yet, with all the nonsense that I'm reading in the New York Times, in the news section, which should be logs in the opinion, they haven't mentioned these individuals dressed in black, like ninjas, at all. And yet they are every bit as radical and as violent as the most radical element of these neo-Nazis. And yet we don't hear about that. And so when violence is a thrust on the events of Charlottesville, it's coming from both sides. And this is precisely what President Trump mentioned. But then he was shouted down. There was the argument of moral equivalency. So are we going to say that the so-called anti-fascists are somehow superior to neo-Nazis, let's say? But the point is that these are both extreme viewpoints, extreme groups, and they both have a right to express their viewpoint, but we don't see that anymore. But the worst of it is to take something that I think is sacred, talking about the Civil War.
Hang on for a second. Going into the break. This is why we're going to continue until we're done with this one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com, catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Charlottesville. We haven't got to the part yet about Charlottesville that I really truly believe concerning Charlottesville, which I think we probably will in the coming moments. But tonight, discussing a few things with Roger Katz of Arbalest Quarrel. Stephen is in Connecticut. Stephen certainly picks the word. Yeah, he's in Connecticut, incommunicado. So just hum to yourself "On the Road Again" by Willie Nelson, and that will be describing Stephen. Roger and I were going to have a conversation. So we're back to Charlottesville once again. Please continue where I had to interrupt you, sir.
Yes, and again, what I want to emphasize is the fact that when we look at any event, any particular situation, it is colored by one's own biases, and everyone has them. And it's often very difficult to argue that one's bias, though, is appropriate and another one's bias is not. And the case in point is the statues and the flags, and because it's part of our history, part of our tradition, and I don't see it as an evil thing, and yet that is what is being promoted. I'm looking at an article that was printed, published on Tuesday, August 22, all right? And it's in the Wall Street Journal. And I found it very interesting. It was titled "Confederate Daughters in the Fray." And it says, when vandals defaced a Confederate memorial at a Los Angeles cemetery last week, a retiree, Scarlett Stahl, took it personally, as if her own property had been damaged. In a way, it had. She heads the California Division of United Daughters of the Confederacy, a national organization whose members donated the large stone and bronze monument to Hollywood, to the Hollywood Forever Cemetery in 1925, and was a driving force behind scores of the Confederate monuments across the U.S. that are now being decried as symbols of bigotry and are being targeted for removal. I feel very hurt, like this is not my America, Ms. Stahl said, choking back sobs, as she recalled how she had to authorize having a truck haul the monument away to storage early Wednesday. And what we're really talking about here is the destruction, clearly the destruction of everything that we hold dear, simply because it becomes popular for a few groups, not least of which this is the Antifa and certain politicians utilizing, I think, certain black groups' concerns and raising that up, blowing it up beyond all reasonable proportion to suggest that there's a viewpoint that is the American viewpoint. And if you disagree with that viewpoint, then you're not an American. And that being the case, it leads to the situation we have here now. Now, is this not unlike what we see also in the Islamic countries, where you have Islamic State actually tearing down and burning not only, I imagine, Christian symbols, but also Islamic symbols for particular sects of Islam that they feel did not espouse their particular view of Islam. And this is exactly the same thing. And yet the public doesn't see it. It's not expected to see it because the papers, the newspapers, simply point out, well, there's one way to look at these symbols, at these monuments. And if you don't see it, then there's something wrong with you. The fact is, he's come right out and said, well, the presidency is insane. He's not thinking clearly. They want to apply the 25th Amendment. Just imagine if Hillary Clinton were president. It would be even worse. I mean, basically, the president, Trump, is saying, let's step back a little bit here. And let's not act harshly and jump on a particular bandwagon. And you see it on late night talk shows and the papers, and it's absolutely ridiculous. This is not the America I grew up in. When I grew up, I saw cowboy programs like The Rebel with Nick Adams. I saw I don't know, it's probably a little before your time, but there was an interesting program. It was called The Great Ghost, about John Singleton Mosby. I remember it started. The Great Ghost was what they called me. John Mosby was my name, and that was great. And it was part of our history, and it showed a positive side that there was no good or bad. There was just differences. And those differences culminated in the Civil War, where hundreds of thousands of people fought and hundreds of thousands of people on both sides died. And yet to denigrate one side, to me, is a monumental monstrosity. It defies belief. And yet, you can imagine if I were talking on a Bill Maher show right now, I'd be hounded off the stage. He'd be throwing invective and making jokes about my state of mind. And yet, I wonder about his state of mind and about people that are so one-sided that they cannot see beyond the front of their nose. And this is what we have. And I grew up in the North, and if I were fighting in the living in Ohio, I imagine I'd be part of the Union Army. But then in states like Tennessee and border states, Missouri, there were divided families. It was difficult to make a choice. I think it was difficult for Robert E. Lee to make a choice. And again, I want to make it very clear because it must be stated, these individuals were not traitors. And there's no indication in the Constitution that seceding from the Union constitutes treason, nor should it. And that raises the question, really, what really constitutes a nation, as I brought up that question before? Because the southern states were part of this nation, and they made a conscious decision, which they felt was right. They didn't do it out of a sense of unreasonable, irrational invective. They clearly felt that this would be in the best interest of those particular states. And keep in mind, too, that Thomas Jefferson and James Madison both upheld the view that the United States is really a confederation of sovereign states. There isn't this one entity called the United States that happens to be that thing that exists in Washington, D.C. And yet this is where what people would have you believe. If there's any insurrection or rebellion, it's somehow against Washington, D.C. And yet it's the American people who are this nation. It's not the politicians that come and go that happen to be at one time legislating supposedly on behalf of the people, but generally on their own behalf or on behalf of interests that pay them well. And the South had legitimate grievances. But God forbid that you talk about this today. It's considered beyond the pale. And it's the same thing with the Second Amendment. It's the idea, anyone who...
Hang on right there.
Sure.
Lots of time tonight with Roger. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
I guess this hour, and probably in parts of the next hour, is Roger Katz of Arbalest Quarrel, because we haven't even gotten to topic two. But let me start this segment by asking you something about Charlottesville. Do you think Charlottesville was staged?
I believe it was. And I believe that it wasn't just the groups that took part, including this Antifa. But as I said, I think that there are very powerful, wealthy, ruthless interests in this country and in Europe that want to see the U.S. tied more closely to the EU. And to do so, our Constitution would have to be amended, modified, probably repealed, and something put in its place. People like George Soros clearly comes to mind as being involved in this thing. But then it's easy to manipulate mobs. And I think that these powerful interests, including the leaders of the groups at a lower level, realize that as well. And they're able to manipulate them. If I recall, I think at some point there was some indication where with all the discussions about giving amnesty to illegal Mexicans and those from El Salvador and Guatemala, they bust in a number of these individuals to take part in a mass protest. And a few of them were asked what they were doing there. And they said, I don't know. Someone told me to show up. And I think that that's often the case in a situation like this. People start yelling and screaming and ranting and raving, and they really have no real idea what the hell they're doing, nor how complex the issues that ostensibly brought them there are, or the ramifications of what it is that they're doing. And it's the same with the Second Amendment as well. It's the Bill of Rights, and I constantly come back to this, is the really the foundation of what this nation is. And it's not subject to a popular opinion of the moment. Reading from the New York Times, when the people choose gun control, for example, the editors write, they reject even mild, sensible laws, such as background checks and bans on gun ownership by domestic abusers or the mentally ill, that would help reduce this country's staggering toll of gun violence, the staggering toll actually caused by criminals. But think about that, mentally ill. Well, is that someone who happens to be a paranoid psychotic, or is it simply someone who happens to be taking Prozac? Is a person who was involved in domestic violence, someone who happened to get into an argument with his wife and slap her across the face, or she across his face, and then one of them calls the police? These are just terms that are thrown out there. And then people tend to forget the slippery slope that is created. And it is a slippery slope into clear oblivion. So, yes, this issue, this situation in Charlottesville, and there were other Charlottesvilles, and there will be others until those that are intent on basically erasing our history and rewriting it and turning it into some sort of pablum, they won't be satisfied. And we have to fight against that. It's a very serious situation. And I don't like the fact either that politicians are so quick to bandy about these terms of, like, treason and traitors. Well, they can use those terms in a colloquial sense, but they should, because they are politicians. I once mentioned the definition of treason, and the treason is defined. It's the only crime defined in the U.S. Constitution. You find it in Article 3, Section 3, and it's defined as this: treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. And no person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act. Now think about that for a moment. Treason against the U.S. shall consist only in levying war against them. The word is them, not it. What does that mean? It refers to the states, and it refers to the people. So the Confederacy could not be involved in treason by seceding from the Union. That was their prerogative, and there's nothing in the Constitution or in the law that says that secession constitutes treason. And yet you have these politicians say, oh, Robert E. Lee was a traitor, or Beauregard, or Longstreet, or Mosby, or any of these others. They were all traitors. But were they? How do you define that, and where would you go to it? The Supreme Court hasn't indicated that a rebellion or insurrection in a case where you have several states that are bonding together constitutes an act of treason. Let me ask you this, Bill. I think you asked me a question earlier regarding the Bill of Rights, too, which I constantly go back to. Let's say that a committee, a very powerful people in Washington, D.C., and this is a thought experiment, let's say that for the good of society, in light of everything that's happened, which they fomented, they said, you know what, we're going to suspend the Bill of Rights. We're going to dictate what it means, what the First Amendment means, how far a person can go to express their personal opinion. We're going to do away with the right of individuals to bear arms. We're going to do away with any unreasonable searches and seizures clause that doesn't exist anyway. And we're going to do away with the habeas corpus. And we're going to do away with public trials. We're going to do away with all of it. And let's just say a few of us get together, and maybe a few more, and maybe a few states, and we say, you know what, this cannot be. We're going to take arms against those who are doing away with our Bill of Rights. And then those people mount through those in the military that they can get to their side, and foreign elements and mercenaries, and they say, oh, we're the traitors. But are we? What constitutes treason? Not so easy to define, is it?
No. No, it isn't. I almost believe in certain cases that it could almost be on a case-by-case basis, and it has a lot of context has to be taken into it. But that's not the way they use it, though. I mean, that's become it's become like racist. Racist is always a standby.
Exactly.
You know, if you can't beat him in a debate, just call him a racist. Well, you're a racist.
That's right. Yeah.
So.
And actually, by using those terms, it ends all debate. There's no need to go in, oh, they believe in white supremacy. They believe in beautiful people with blonde hair and blue eyes, and that's it. Well, you know, blonde hair and blue eyes is actually a recessive trait, but it's probably a nice thing. You know, and then there are those that would say, well, we would like to basically practice eugenics. Well, God, that's Nazism now. But the point is this. Look, anyone can advocate anything, but to argue this notion of morality, to thrust your notions of right or wrong, it's very presumptuous. Actually, back in the past, the concept of race was defined in these terms. They talked about a Nordic. Actually, the white race was defined as Nordic, Alpine, Dinaric, Hither Asiatic. You had people like Hans Gunther and Gobineau and Madison Grant, and they were considered credible. But then science today says, well, we don't define race in those terms. In fact, we don't define race. We don't talk about race at all. We talk about phenotypes and genotypes and that kind of thing. And science becomes part of politics. Politics is a very amorphous thing. I think it was Bush himself.
I'll tell you what, we're coming up on up on the end of the hour. You know, if you want to stay, we can get into this whole Second Amendment thing that you wanted to talk about and continue on with Charlottesville. We're going to roll into hour number two because we didn't even talk about this bill that's pending in the House that Roger is talking about. I mean, they just published an article from Arbalest Quarrel concerning that. So we're about to head to the second hour, so please stay tuned because we're about to talk about something that, I don't know, there might be a bit of debate going on. Roger, you stand by. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.